Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. She's the baddest. Rhea Latre is here. But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who wouldn't have it any other way, with some exceptions. But first, let's get into some things that are very Delta.
Go off Delta!
Let's fast forward to the end of the year, because there's a list of words that I really am done with. Actually, it's a list of words that I've been done with for a few years. And every year there's like a social media roundup that says, like, which words are we getting rid of? Which words are we leaving in 2019? And then we don't leave them in 2019. They go to 20, and they go to 21 and 22 and 23. And here we are, like, you know, approaching the middle of the summer of 2023, and there's words still hanging on that I'm tired of. And there's some that are just like a few weeks old that I'm already done with as well, because they just don't make any sense. I mean, I, as an authority on things that don't make sense, because half the shit I say doesn't make any sense, I feel like that makes me very equipped to tell people what also doesn't make any sense. So with that said, I don't need to hear anybody anymore coming up to me talking about sis. I don't want to, and I'm talking about the abbreviation for sister. If I've never met you before, just because we may be in the same building, or we may be in the same show, or we may be both queer, I just find sis to be really kind of condescending if I've never met you before. I feel like it seems really weird to seem that familiar and that general about it. I was just talking to a friend earlier, and I used the phrase, I love you. And they said, don't be so free about that. But I really do love them. So maybe, you know, for some people, like, there's only exact definitions of love. Like, are you in romantic love with them? Or maybe this is your child. But I think you can love people for, you know, what they do with you, what they do for you, or what they bring out of you. You can love them in that manner as well. But sis, like, it just seems so condescending and so flip. Like, I just met you and now we mean the world to each other. Like, there's something about that just doesn't work for me. It just seems very strange and sort of degrades the other people that you, like, really refer to as somebody who has shown their true colors, as somebody who is even more than just a friend. They're like that family feeling. Sis is just odd. And it's also, you know, the condescending nature of that also comes in social media posts, when people will, like, maybe they're trying to detract from what you're saying, and they're like, hold on, sis, I think what you mean is, and it's almost this, like, it's the same as when somebody calls somebody sweetie, like, oh, hey, sweetie. Oh, come here, darling. Like, it's so perched with, like, a straw stirring a drink. Oh, come here, darling. I have something to tell you. Come here, sis. Like, it's smarmy. It comes off really, really smarmy. And another thing, it's almost a phrase, I guess. It's not really a word, is the I said what I said. Like, people do that all the time. She said what she said. Like, if that's your response to everything, like, we're going to sprinkle these things in here and there in conversation. But when people, like, on TikTok, there's a lady who said she has an account. And one thing that she does is shows videos of people doing really kind of questionable recipes. And she'll say, everyone's so creative. Now people have taken that and then they just respond to anything with that, even if it has nothing to do with the context of that phrase. They just don't know what else to say. And they saw somebody else get a reaction from that because it's, and they're like, oh, I want to say something sarcastic. I'll just say that and apply it to a situation. And it's like, that doesn't really, like, I think it's great. You know, people create catchphrases and they get going. But then sometimes people, it just doesn't seem to fit. Like, it just doesn't, it seems like you're just saying that, or someone is just saying that because they don't have anything else to say. I have certain words that I use over and over and over that probably sound fucking stupid all the time. But, you know, I'm the only one on this microphone, so I'm the only one that's going to talk about it. That's just how I feel. That's just how I see it. And that's just the way it's going to be. Purely. That's very Delta. Very. Maybe people don't like very. Who doesn't like very? Everybody likes very. Very is a lifestyle. Very is not a misused term unless you're not very. And I think everyone has the opportunity to be very, very Delta. Oh, and I can't with Hunty. I can't with people thinking, I don't know what if they think it's like 10 years ago or something. It's like they'll use it and think somehow it's like hilarious. Like for a long time in my mind, honey is a sweet way to refer to someone, right? Honey, hi, come here, honey. Hey, honey. And then it becomes a little bit condescending when some, it's the tone that makes it condescending. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, honey. Like I have friends that do that all the time. Like, right. We're like, honey. And we'll say that. And it means like, you know, ooh, that's extra. Like whatever's happening is the most. Or it can also mean, you know, some people will be like, oh, look at this bitch. Or they'll say like, bitch. Because that's like, that what you're doing is it. And then it's like, ooh, bitch. Like, it's your face. It's the way it sounds. Like, those are the things that matter when you're trying to make fetch happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to make something happen, there has to be a storyline in how you're saying it and who you're saying it to, because it doesn't resonate the same way for everyone. It just doesn't. It just won't. It just can't. But honey is one, and then honey became like H-U-N-N-Y, like honey. I think people thought like if they put more N's or something, and then it was hunty, 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 hunty. Well, cunty, that's from a song, right? Feeling like an orchid. But then some people said hunty, and then of course people appropriated henny from Stacey Lane Matthews, who is known for saying henny for everything, because she's from the South and it's beautiful and it rolls off her tongue and it sounds gorgeous. And again, it's related to a person. And so those references, it makes sense when you're talking about that. But then when you see, like, I don't know, Fashion Nova sending me a text alert or an email, and they're like, they'll say, hey, sis, we have a deal for you. Don't let this one go. Sis from Fashion Nova, from a corporation. I don't know. I guess they figure we're talking to young people and people that, you know, our client base is young people that are trendy and want to know what's happening. So they just jump on that bandwagon and then people just run with it. And they're like, sis for everything. Oh, hey, sis, it's Christmas. Fam. As another one, Fashion Nova will send a message. Hey, fam, you want to come check out these fits? Fam? Like, but people do that all the time. Like, there's companies that, you know, the way, obviously, it's a marketing thing. To, the way to make you feel like you're part of something is to say, like, hey, such and such fam, we've got a deal for you. And then I guess people can't say outfit anymore, so you have to say fit. Like, this is the fit. The first few times I heard fit over the past year or so, I thought that was relating to the first few times I heard fit, and not even the first few times, like the first few months, I thought I was not really understanding. And I thought that they were talking about fitness. It was short for fitness. So check out my fitness wear is what I thought it was. But then I realized they're talking about, no, my whole outfit. It's very, very difficult and taxing to say outfit. So it's like, hey, fam, you want to check out my fit? Sis, it's lit. It's lit? Like, or fire. Like, whenever I put a fire emoji and somebody's like, I mean, ooh, this is hot. Like, that to me, that's hot. But maybe I'm using it wrong, because people literally say, oh my gosh, I love this bottle. It's fire. Well, do you have to find another word for it's hot? Or am I just old? I must just be old, because I still say, oh my gosh, that's so hot. That's hot. Oh, I love that top. That's hot. I never say like, ooh, that's fire. I love your fit. It's fire. It seems so odd. But maybe that's what I have to get into. Like, maybe I have to realize that, like, hot is not the word. I guess hot's not the word. Fire. That's fire. These peas are fire. I love that. I love your body spray. It's really fire. Fire. Those tennis shoes, those platform tennis shoes that you're wearing because your feet hurt, those are fire. Wow. I love that. Or when people say, I love that for you. That's another phrase that we can get rid of, because people are only saying that to be cunty. Nobody else is saying that for any other reason than to be a fucking cunt. When they go, I love that for you. I love that. But then again, all this falls into that whole category of people that are like, my personality is being really mean to people. Like, I'm just going to be mean. Oh, love that for you. Oh, hey, fam. Love the fit. Like, there's, you know, that, again, stirring the drink and sipping. I'm a bitch. That's my personality. Oh, come on. Just be cool. There's two other phrases that had to go away so long ago. Off the top, I said these needed to, like, there's phrases that just keep carrying over. Realness needs to go away. Stop. I love your gold hand realness. No, there's really a gold hand there. It's not like mocking something else that was going to be there. This is the one. This is the gold hand. Like, this is, there's not a realness. It's not suggesting that there could be another one, but this is the only other one like it. This is the one. So if somebody says, oh, I'm going to the Academy Awards and I'm going to wear a beautiful black gown and it has beading, and then somebody else goes, ooh, I love your Academy Awards realness. No, I'm really there. I really am wearing the dress. This is really a formal gown. I'm really at the red carpet. I'm really here. So there's no need to say that this is suggesting like almost there. This is there. We're there. We're here. It's not, there's no, we watch it on the competition show. The category is whatever. Ooh, yes. Category is bananas on the runway. And so, love this yellow dress realness. Ooh, you're giving me yellow realness. Realness what? It's really happening. It's really happening. And it also goes hand in hand with vibes. Like, ooh, I'm wearing a sun hat. I'm wearing a bathing suit. I'm wearing a Pareo wrap. I have on copper tone lotion. I have a sandwich in this bag, and I have a Danielle Steele book, and I'll see you later. I'm going to the beach. Ooh, I love your beach realness. Didn't I just fucking say I'm going to the beach? Aren't you seeing me in a bathing suit with a wrap and a sandwich and a book laying on the sand? Like, that, it's really happening. It's really happening right now. And they'll go, oh, I love the vibes. I love your beach vibes. Vibes? What? I don't understand, like, how it's just like, there's like a reverberation. Like, I'm not really getting beach, but I could see that you're hinting towards beach. You couldn't get more beach than this. There's no vibes of the beach. Like, if I'm, I see you're going to Palm Springs. Uh-huh. Oh, and you're laying out at the pool. Ah, I'm getting pool vibes from you. You are? You're getting pool vibes. I'm laying at the pool. I'm laying down at the pool. The sun is burning me. I'm drinking a Mai Tai with an umbrella in it. And my feet are in the pool. And you're getting the vibe. You're getting pool day vibes. What else do I have to do to show you that I'm actually at the pool, actually enjoying it? There's no more vibrations. There's no more vibes. I have realized that you're at the pool. What would I need to do? Would I need to like be cleaning the pool? Would I need to wear a shirt that says actual pool day, not vibes? Like what is it? What is it? There has to be something where you can go, I don't know. If I walked into this room right now and I saw a box that had some red balloons in it just kind of peeking out, and then over in the corner I saw a cake, but none of these things were set up on a table, I would say, I'm getting the vibe that we're going to be doing a celebration soon. Is that what's going on? That's a vibe. Because it's not laid out on purpose. It's put to the side, but there seems to be all of those trappings that are not normally around. And I'm just getting the vibration that something's about to happen. If it's already happening, then you're not getting the vibes. It already happened. It's realized. But there is a word or a phrase that I'm very behind. It's something that moving forward, we constantly need to be using. And that is very Delta. Everything that you can think of needs to be evaluated on a very or not very basis. This salad is very Delta. This salad could be very Delta. It only has the vibes of very Delta. But if it had these three other things, it would be very Delta. But nothing can really be more right on the head of very Delta unless you've sat back and evaluated it and thought, okay, what are the components of very Delta? Is it sickening? Is it a value? Is it something you can't ascertain anywhere else? You know, that is very Delta. Is it enjoyable? Is it realistic? Is it something that I want to repeat over and over and over? That's very Delta. Keep moving forward with the things that you know are very Delta. These pieces of artwork are very Delta. A lot of perfume is very Delta. Books are very Delta. Hands. My hands are small, I know, but I buy big hands because I like big hands all around me. They're very, very Delta. Do you want to see me take a break? Because I think you want to see me take a break.
Coming up, Rhea Littre gets very Delta. That is the tea.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies.
I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app.
Hello.
We are back. We are here with the baddest. And if you did not know that she's the baddest, you can look at all of her social media and it will let you know. The one and only Raya Littrey is here.
Yeah, you know, you don't only have to look at my social media. You could also just Google the bitch.
And it will say drag's baddest bitch.
It really will.
Yeah. You actually were really on the pulse of branding before I kind of knew what branding was. Because I tell people all the time, when I came off of Drag Race, I really was not in, I didn't get social media. And you were like, Thea, you have to have social media. And I'm like, what do you mean? You were like, not just a personal page, you need a work page. And so Raya is the one that was like, you will be needing to upload videos to YouTube, like just anything you do, get that going. You need a fan page. You need all these things.
Or just a MySpace. You had nothing. You were a showgirl. And you went to the club and you did your gig and everyone was enamored. And then when everyone went home and looked on their computer, they really couldn't see or find who Delta Work was. So that's why I think it was when you got on The Race.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Thea, this is it. This is all going to change for you. We're getting you your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter, your all of that.
And you did all of that. You literally set all of that up for me.
And you're welcome.
Thank you. No, really, though. And that got me going because, you know, forever I had, of course, a regular Facebook, a fan page. I was on Twitter. And then there just got to this point where I was like, oh, I don't know. I think I'm just good on Instagram. And then that was fine for me. And I think people have moved in different directions with stuff. But all of that really mattered because that's really how we market ourselves. And that's how we get ourselves out there for people to see what you're doing, that you're still viable, that you're still, something's happening. And I really kind of do take it to heart, even though I don't have the most followers. I do think the people that follow me, I like them to know, like, here's a picture of me today. Here's a reel of what I did today, or just something,
Well,
right?
You have more Ray attention than a lot of people on the internet. So it's not really about the followers. It's about the kind of Ray attention you get. And that means how many people are watching your stuff. And then there's not one time that you'd scroll past my page and I'm not like, wait, let's see what Delta's doing.
Okay.
You know? And back in the days when we put you on social media was new.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, that's not how you marketed yourself back in the day. I mean, let's get into Dolly Levi. You couldn't even take a picture or video of her at all because she was SAG-AFTRA and you weren't doing that.
Right.
And that's the way Hollywood was. But with the internet and social media, it all changed. And I really wanted the people that I looked up to and the people that I inspired to be like, to learn those things. And I was glad to be able to be the person to do that for them.
Yeah, and in doing that, we transitioned into the pandemic with you at the front of that again because you were like, guess what we're doing? I mean, it was literally like lockdown happened and you were like, guess what? There's a show on Monday. We're doing a show. And you were like, get it together. What 90s song are you doing? You called me immediately.
It was a joke. It was a joke on the phone. So everything got shut down. And I was like, I did my Monday night party at Foo Bar called Makeout Mondays, which I still do now at Rocco's because we lost Foo Bar. But I was like, who's going to tell me that I'm not going to perform in drag?
Right.
And I felt very attacked.
Right.
I felt very like, why are you coming for me? This is what I do. And I was talking to my friend on the phone and I was like, I'm going to do it on Instagram Live. She was like, girl, no. I said, no, bitch, I'm going to do my show on Instagram Live. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna put my Venmo and see if people tip me. She goes, girl, you are crazy. I said, watch. I said, you wanna do it with me? You can go live with me. And we just, after an hour, we curated the whole quarantine queen phenomenon. And it was the first digital drag show ever in a digital drag show format.
Yeah, you did. And I remember you were like, I have a spot. Like, what do you want to do? You can do it as many times as you want. Mm-hmm. We did like a 90s thing. I remember I did Lisa Loeb. And that's when I realized, oh my God, this actually, some of us were able to transition into it so easy. And like you said, as long as it's in this frame here, you don't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah.
You really don't.
No, like I'm someone that stresses about everything because I try to have my T's crossed and my I's dotted. But like, I had to stop stressing out because, girl, it's only in that one little box. So, like, anyone out there that was, like, stressing about, you know, setting up their set or, like, what they were wearing or what kind of prop they were using, girl, just put it on the little box. It'll all work out. I really learned off of Quarantine Queen how to stress a little bit less, but that is also a lie.
It is. It is. It is. But it was so fun because some people were not able to really sail through the pandemic and still make some money and be viable. But some of us were able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really think that groundwork that you laid in saying social media is going to be important. And then me along the way going, and here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why it's important
in
more than one way. Not just because you want to tell people where you're working, but now it's your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's really, really important. Maybe not everybody knows this, but everybody in Southern California knows this. We are very like raised and have sort of like families that may not carry the exact names,
mm-hmm.
but there are definite families. And you have several drag mothers,
mm-hmm.
as many of us do.
Yeah, I have two drag mothers and one house mother.
Mm-hmm.
My two drag mothers are your sister, Raja Gemini,
mm-hmm.
Which Gemini is not her last name, but thanks to me, that is because of social media.
Right.
And Mayhem Miller, which is also the same exact story, which Mayhem Miller was not her last name.
Right.
It was not. Her name was, what did she want it to be? She wanted to be Mayhem Bizzle.
Yeah.
And
I was
on Facebook. I was like, no, Ma, you are not having your last name is Bizzle.
Yeah.
We're not going to be from the house of Bizzle.
Right.
But now looking back, like,
it's kind of big.
Fierce.
It's kind of big.
Business.
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
But Miller is my government last name.
Right.
She didn't want to use her government last name. So I was like, just throw mine on there for a second. And you know what?
It's
when
tough.
You're lazy and you just let it sit there, it just sticks.
Exactly. And people think that's your name. And you're like, well, I guess
it is now. It is now. Hey, Mayhem Miller all over the world. You cannot miss her.
Right. No, that's 100% for real. You also, we're in a place where, like, sometimes the words that we say, we're like, oh, we used to say that all the time, and now we can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, so
the T,
like,
word,
yeah,
the T word, it's in the song Let's Have a Kai Kai with Willem and I,
right?
And it was almost like a sisterhood endearment term, it's just something that we all called each other, you know. And through time and through people voicing how they felt about the word, we do not use that word anymore.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to the Raya mix, Willem. Let's do it.
Right. But I mean, if we're going to throw all the words together, transcontinental.
Whoever.
I mean, just throw them all together.
Girl, throw them all. Hey, that was a band.
Right.
And it was a sickening band.
A force.
And this was pre-Drag Race, so this is before drag was a huge phenomenon, and we were selling out House of Blues,
absolutely.
Key Club, the cover of Frontiers magazine, which was a huge magazine in LA at the time, and it was consisted of myself, Kelly Mantle, Willem, Vicky, Detox, Alaska was in it, Alexis Arquette was in it,
mm-hmm.
And it was just it was incredible. We did covers of rock bands,
yeah,
and like
it was sick.
Mashed up Gaga and Metallica, and it was dope. I loved it.
Yeah, it was sick. Speaking of Gaga, I remember when you brought Gaga to, like, I think you brought Gaga to Rage, and I want to say Lucky Sundays.
Yes.
But I don't remember if it was on the same night. But I remember Chad was like, yeah, Raya's coming, and she's going to be bringing this singer. Like, her name's Gaga. And we were like, what? Who is that even? Oh, sick. Like,
everyone.
Right? And we were like, she can get ready in the bathroom,
no, they
I guess.
Were like, ooh, Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh. Lady Gaga. And we were like,
shut up.
Oh, it's one of Raya's
friends.
I know. And you were like, no, you guys, you're really going to like her. She's super nice. We were like, yeah, it's cool. Like, and then everyone was like, oh, you know, Raya, she knows a lot of people. Like, Raya just brings people around, and like, Raya's down for whatever. And then like later we were all, oh, dear.
Damn. Well, you know who really came for me was Raja. She really came for me when I got my, I'll never forget, we were outside of Los Tacos, and it was right after Foo Bar, and we were sitting there, and I was like, look at my new tattoo. And she was like, what the fuck did you do to your perfect skin? She was so mad. She goes, for a one-hit wonder? Like, she
fuck.
Was like, I was like, she's gonna be Madonna. Like, she was not getting it.
And here we are.
And here we are, bitch. Here
right,
we are.
Right. Do you only make out on Mondays, or do you make out on other days as well?
Oh, I make out on every day that ends with Y.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially now. Especially now I have a boyfriend.
New place.
I can just stick my tongue inside of any hole I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Have you ever made out at Make Out Mondays?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding
me? Because that's
your
event. That's what everyone knows.
Make Out Mondays. It is at Rocco's. And it is a free drag show, which is unheard of now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a midnight drag show, no cover. one go-go dancer. I like one because I like for him to capitalize on all the tips, and I have the fiercest go-go every week. He's yeah. the winner of Out TV's Go-Go for the Gold. His name is Rico TV. He is so incredible, and no one is as full out as him. And then I have my house. I have all of my kids. So Nix Latrey, Bibble, Vicious, Diamond, Joelle, my son Rob Flo on camera, my boyfriend Isaiah on lights. We got DJ Liv every week. And JoJo Guad's coming and stopping by. You know, it really is a family event. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we come from like a kind of family aspect of drag,
right?
Which I feel like we've kind of lost a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I caught the tail end of that. And I really like to keep that going on Mondays. So it very much is a House of Latrey family event.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, I don't want to speak out of school, but that's what one of the things I do best is speak out of fucking school.
Teach me.
I stand behind every fucking person, especially in LA, who's like, shouldn't Rhea have been on Drag Race like at least 10 years ago? Like, and I don't know if it's ever been a thing or it's ever happened. I know we did like the casting special. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
that was my debut. That was my everything.
Yeah.
That was my Drag Race moment. So if you're looking for my future Drag Race moment, just rewind to the season 3 casting special.
Right. And you were there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Back then, I was really, really, really trying to get on the show. But we knew we were not going to be on the show. We knew that it was for TV. We knew that it was just being filmed for that. Right. But over the years, and just growing and learning more about drag and more about what I stand for and more about what I want to do, I realized that Drag Race is not part of my path. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Everyone out there that is freaking out, oh my God, Rhea said that she doesn't want to be on Drag Race. There's a nail in the coffin. No, it's fine. There are a lot of singers that do not want to be on American Idol. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there are other avenues in which I found success. And I want my drag to be, you know, a testament to all the other young queens out there that are just like, maybe what if I don't get on Drag Race? I'll never make it. No, bitch, go out there and persevere and you'll do something with your career.
Right. That's a beautiful way to look at it. And I know you do mean that. I really do mm-hmm. know that you mean that, because that's just how you conduct yourself. But I guess there's just part of us that, like, you know, even me, somebody who has, like, you know, a burned bridge and water under that bridge mm-hmm. with the TV show, I still am a huge fan and I still watch people, and like, we, you know, I'll watch like this past season and I'm like, imagine Rhea thrown into that mix. Like, imagine what Rhea would say.
Do you not think that every time that I see a mother tucking lip sync that I'm looking and being like, girl, I would mop these hoes. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But you know what? There will be my time and place for that. And I will have my moment. But my favorite thing about Drag Race is seeing all of my friends.
Of course.
Seeing all of my friends on the show. It is so amazing. And I travel and do gigs. And like, especially like Anitra, who has been this incredible entertainer in Vegas for years. I've been seeing forever. And I've been like, bitch, when people's like, see this hoe, they're going to go off.
Right.
And now look, like, she is a front runner. She is such a huge star. And I just love talking about Anitra, because she was kind of like, nobody had really heard of her before or seen her. And that just goes to show that there is so much sickening talent out there in drag, outside of whatever you're exposing yourself to. So get out there and see some new shit.
Yeah. For sure, mm-hmm. for sure. What does a white party global ambassador do?
Suck dick between parties.
So you don't make out at those parties?
No, I suck there.
Right, right, for sure. For sure.
White Party Palm Springs is incredible. And I don't just want to be a whore about it, because White Party Palm Springs is a huge part of my coming out story. It was the first ever gay party I ever went to.
Really? That's a big one to go to as your first one.
I almost had a heart attack. I had never seen so many gay men together. Mm-hmm. And to see so many beautiful gay men with such great spirits about them, all feeling proud about who they were, and all matching, wearing white, and dancing under the same music, it mm-hmm. was just like, it was jaw-dropping for me. And I couldn't handle it. Flava came out with like a 60-piece orchestra, and I had never seen drag before, and I was just like mind-boggled. Right. I didn't know that drag was like, I was going to end up being a drag queen, but I knew that drag was going to be like a huge part of my life, which is why I then started finding drag shows and then started going to Peanuts and seeing you and Raven and Raja. Mm-hmm. And that's how I really got inspired to do drag.
Yeah. I mean, you've done all of the gigs throughout Southern California. I mean, really, obviously outside of that. But when it comes to Southern California, if someone mentioned a club, I know that you're like, oh, I've had an experience there.
Oh, yeah.
I know every bit of those clubs, all the people.
Mention one in the world.
Club, another club,
yeah,
bus,
girl.
Another bus.
So, you know, don't come for me and my resume, honey. All you got to do is Google.
Oh, the resume?
the resume?
The...
God. Mayhem cannot handle it either.
The Reyesmes.
The Reyesms.
The Reyesmes.
They're there.
Hi, it's me, Raya.
Hi, it's me, Raya. See, okay, can we talk about that story? Because you bring this up a lot, and this is in San Diego, and I haven't explained to you why I said, hi, it's me, Raya. Because
I know why, but go ahead.
Oh, but I had not seen him in years, and I didn't wear wigs the first 7 years of my career. Uh-huh. And so I was feeling like very like... ooh, glamour. I think uh-huh. I had hair on. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, feeling it. And he was like, hey. And I felt like he looked through me. And I was like, hey, it's me, Raya. And you guys have been running with that since. And I do say that constantly. Hey, it's me, Raya.
Hi, uh-huh. It's me, Raya. Uh-huh.
And I don't catch it until I say it. And I'm like, wow, I really do Raya mind people what
I
my
mean,
name is.
Raya mind uh-huh. people?
Yeah, I'm full of them. This is the beginning Raya of the podcast. Get ready.
I Raya mind people. You are a fool.
Uh-huh.
What about if we take a Brea rake?
Ooh, we'll Brea off me a piece of that. That was a stretch.
Does this episode of Very Delta make my heart look gorgeous?
And we are back with the gorgeous Raya. Where does Latre come from?
Okay, so listen. Latre, okay, Raya is the mother of all the Greek gods. And Latre is the name of a rock that Apollo gave to her in some story that I read. But after years of doing drag with that name, mm-hmm. I finally realized the pun. There's a pun.
I don't.
No?
You're a brick?
Nori.
A rock is a brick?
Nori. Raya Latre. Like, Raya Latre.
Oh.
Isn't that brilliant?
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Now all of my friends have something to think about.
So you created the pun even though you didn't intend for there to be a pun. You just realized it could be one.
No. A legendary Hollywood icon created the pun, and his name is Candy Ass Hollywood. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He was the editor of Odyssey Magazine, which was the premier nightlife magazine in LA.
Sneech of the week.
Sneech of the week. Have you been Sneech?
Once.
Oh,
I was once.
Same.
Yeah.
I think you only get it once.
You only get it
you
once.
You only get it once. Starbelly Sneech of the week. It's from Dr. Seuss. Candy Ass is crazy. If he had a little idea, it would end up in the magazine. It yep. was nuts. And Odyssey was just amazing for LA because... it really brought nightlife together because you couldn't wait to like open up the Odyssey and see if you got yeah. your picture in there.
Yep.
There was also the F list. So you also wanted to see if you were on like the F list, which was the Proud Mary Faggot list, which these are all things that we could not get away with
right,
saying now.
Right.
I think I really, really owe a lot to that magazine because I was able to travel the country with the magazine. I was able to be in the magazine. I was able to write with the magazine. So I got to give big ups to Mike Everart mm-hmm. and Candy Ass, who did that magazine. Bitch, by the way, did you see Mike Everart on Catfish?
No.
Did you see Sham on Catfish?
No.
Oh my
God. Wait, what
God.
Do you mean?
It is on the latest episode of Catfish. Mike catfished Sham. And he catfished Sham as Aram, a.k.a. Prince Jasmine, on Twitter. And if you are a queer person on Twitter and you scroll through and you like to watch dirty things, you know who Prince Jasmine is. You know who Sham is from his artwork with Wow. Uh-huh. And Mike Everart was the producer of Odyssey. So this was like a trifecta that uh-huh. like I was like, I was dying when I saw it on Catfish.
That's crazy.
If you're looking for a prince, well, here I am.
Fuck.
It was everything.
Have you ever been catfished?
No, I usually am the catfish.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
That's like back in the day of like AOL, like M for M uh-huh. or or it was, again, another term we're not advocating, but the room was called like SoCali She-Males.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Or TVTS for M.
What about Transpassions.com? Uh-huh. Remember that
one? Transpassions.
I got so many guys on there.
Did you?
Oh, I used to hit it in drag so much. I just only wanted to be fucked in drag.
Mm-hmm.
Only. It was just, I think it was the performance aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Because out of drag, it was like, it was great. Like, I was feeling it, but like, it wasn't Rhea.
It was a different time though, because there was Peanuts, and because there was like the Queen Mary in Studio City. Like, mm-hmm. there was a vibe where not only were people doing this online, they would take this to like clubs. Mm-hmm. Where it catered to a certain clientele,
yeah,
right? And then there were so many magazines running around. Like, you would get all of the, what was the one? Like, LA Express. Uh-huh.
The original Backpage.
Original Backpage, yeah. Friends and Lovers. There was also, at the time, of course, Craigslist, mm-hmm. where everything could happen.
Oh, honey, you guys do not know how good Craigslist was. Anything you wanted. If you wanted a cheese grater, boom.
Right.
If you just wanted cheese.
Right.
Boom. You know?
And if you wanted them dick cheese.
Oh, then hello, goodbye. They were there in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It just depended on where you wanted and where you wanted to drive to.
Missed connections.
Do you ever see that one that flips around? It's like a missed connection that was like, I was in the Whole Foods aisle and you farted,
mm-hmm.
and I was attracted to it. And uh-huh. it's like, it's a viral thing that floats around. I have to find it. It's hilariously stupid.
Yeah, come back next week. Give me your cuisine preference.
Right. You had Makeout Mondays originally over at Foo Bar, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you had to have been around at this time. Maybe not. Actually, no, I don't think you were. But back in the day, there used to be a queen named Coco, and there was a queen named Jersey Shore, who now lives in Palm Springs. But they lived here, and we used to do a show at Foo Bar when it was called Rafters.
Rafters.
And I just came across a paper flyer for it, and it has this like what looks like a shadow of D-Light dancing.
Uh-huh.
And it's like presented by Jersey Shore, hosted by Delta Work, Rafters. And it was like the year before Rafters became Foo Bar, and Jay Krimis was there. Like,
did Jay do Rafters as well?
He was there. I think he was maybe worked there.
Work.
Or was just transitioning into the new bar. I don't know how that worked, but that's where I met Jay. And that was like, I mean, that had to be late 90s. Like, when did...
Yeah, that was before me for sure.
Yeah.
But I do remember seeing Raja there. She was go-go dancing at Big Dick. And Hot Dog. Mm-hmm. And Hot Dog. That's I came in around like, I think West Hollywood nightlife around 2005, 6.
Okay.
7 in drag, because I was dabbling in drag in Riverside.
Right.
That's
right.
Where I was like, I was learning, and I was like, I found my drag mother there. I met Raja there. DJ West, thank you so much you know, I know we don't talk anymore, but thank you so much for that opportunity, because doing Drag Idol changed my life, mm-hmm. for sure. It changed a lot of people's lives.
Drag Idol was so fun.
It was epic. Mayhem used to jump into that dirty fountain and flip it all around. That's what made me fall in love with her. She uh-huh. did how many licks? She dumped into the fountain, and I looked at her and I said, that's my mother.
Do you remember when Wes would do like Divas in the Mix, he would call
it. Oh, yes. Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Barbara. Everyone was Barbara.
Divas in the Mix. Everyone was Barbara. And then there would be like every August, you knew it was going to be the Madonna birthday party for mm-hmm. Wes. And we would get ready in that kitchen.
All the giveaways from Orlando Puerta.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh my God, how funny.
Yeah, bitch.
Good times, though.
I know.
Such good times. There is something that we always do, and it's our love language. I don't know where it came from, why it came about, but we just do sometimes message each other
uh-huh.
with they're a bit like they're guttural, but they're mm-hmm. also bird sounds.
Hoot tweet.
But I say they're sounds of rapture.
Well, I know where it comes from.
Okay.
It comes from you and Raja.
Uh-huh.
And porn.
Uh-huh.
And Juan, Weenini.
Uh-huh.
Ha. Hua. And I remember watching it. You guys did a video. There was like some kind of video you guys did. I watched it over and over. And yeah. then we all just started corresponding that way.
It started with the, like it started that.
Yeah.
And then we just, it went off into other things.
And then you go outside and you see the birds and you tweet a little.
Can you give us a Make Out Mondays like 30 second one?
Who we be? Ooh, I'm a man. Who a facita na 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 sermo na na di di di.
These will be, honestly, if we haven't talked for like a few months, it's like, I'm going to have to drop one.
Uh-huh.
I really, really am, for sure. And people think we're insane, which we are. But
and then you get it back and it's literally the exact same. We don't say a word to each other.
No.
It's just the ñañas.
Yeah. And it's basically like, I'm almost there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost there. But I'm like, you know what it is? It's almost like a very beautiful lyrical edging session.
Straight out of my mouth. I was going to say edging.
It's an edging session.
Edging. And you never come.
No, you never do.
You never do.
No. I was thinking about Gaga when we said edge, because then I was thinking of Edge of Glory. But then what if we had a song called I Want to Edge with Lori?
Who's Lori, though?
Lori Blitz.
Oh, I'll edge with her. She probably finished me off, actually.
She probably would.
Lori Blitz, shout out.
Did you say you brought a prop with you?
I did. I brought, there's no way that I was going to show up to Very Delta without a fragrance.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Uh-huh. So I want you to smell it.
Okay.
And I don't want you to see it.
Okay.
I want to see if you can guess what it is,
okay.
Maybe.
I'm not going to look. Do you want to spray it on me?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, just do a little round.
Oh.
Oh, this is a moment.
I know this.
Uh-huh, you got to.
I know this.
I know it is.
It's not Giorgio.
It's, here, I'll give you two clues.
Okay.
It's a color and a thing.
It's not White Diamonds.
White Diamonds.
It is White Diamonds.
White Diamonds.
How do I not know White Diamonds?
But you knew it. You knew it. And this was a gift from my friend Daniel Francesi.
Uh-huh.
And he came to the bar and gave it to me. And I was like, oh, you're rich.
It's so strange that I do. You know who wears this a lot, and I always know her for this, is Alexis Mateo.
Mm.
It's her fragrance. Alexis Mateo loves that. But I think everybody should get into it. You know what it is that I have White Diamonds, but because I'm such an Elizabeth Taylor, like, fan of all the fragrances, you know, you can get White Diamonds, you can get diamonds and rubies, diamonds and sapphires, you can get rare pearls.
Wait, these are all different
scents?
They're
all, just like 18 different fragrances.
And isn't Red Door her as well?
This is Elizabeth Arden.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
From the Red Door Salon. But my favorite that you might love is called Diamonds en Rouge. And it's like White Diamonds, but it's more spicy, less floral. That's really good. White Diamonds Night. And if you like it more vanilla, you would like White Diamonds Legacy, which is brand new.
Listen, if you were not a queen, if you were a queen that just puts on whatever spritz, whatever, hooray, good for you. But if you really care about yourself, get yourself something like a signature scent. I love White Diamonds.
Yeah.
But my signature scent is Decadence by Marc Jacobs. I love it so much. And people remember you from your scent.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
They'll smell you before they see you. They'll be like, oh, is Raya here?
Uh-huh.
Don't just go to fucking TJ Maxx or Marshall's.
Yeah.
And get these. They're
That's
amazing. They're amazing. I love them. And I write your name on your shit, too.
Oh, my God. You really have it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
These hoes be mopping, honey.
It says Littrée right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the big bottle, too.
Yeah.
This is nice. What a nice
Danny
gift.
Knows I like them big.
What a nice gift. Look at that.
Oh. Yeah, so nice. You could literally.
We could put it in here, even.
You sure can. What happened to your trophy?
What do you mean?
Your trophy.
This?
No. Your thick girl trophy.
Oh, the lady.
Yes.
We alternate.
Gurva.
We alternate.
Oh.
She'll be back.
Oh,
she'll
okay,
be back.
Boom.
Yeah.
You knew I was coming, so you could bring me the hand.
Okay. And then this, like the shady, like,
shut up. She didn't say it.
Let's take a break.
Do you want to read me, Delta? Stay tuned.
And we are back. Now, this is the portion of the podcast where people write in letters.
Read me, Delta!
They don't always know who's here. Well, they never know who's here. But sometimes it's like the perfect person. Do you know what I mean? Like, you are a professional.
Perfect person.
And you're a nail tech. People don't know about you, that you are a nail tech. So maybe somebody will write in a letter about getting their nails done.
Yeah, that's why I don't have mine done, because I'm constantly doing others.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
First letter is here. Let's see who this is from.
Is that a deposit slip?
People don't do stationery the way that they used to.
Uh-uh.
So they like to reuse.
No more wax stamps.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. So you can use a Bank of America, you know?
Oh, this is why we are so good at being bad. Okay, here we go.
Dear Delta and esteemed guest, what is your opinion about nipple piercings? I recently have been interested in getting a nipple piercing and wanted to know your thoughts on the subject. As a bigger man, I feel like a nipple piercing is a perfect way to accentuate my body and figure, but I'm worried about all that nipple piercing implies. Have you ever had a nipple piercing? What is your experience with someone who has had one? I would love to hear your ideas. With love and admiration, very James.
Ooh.
I would say, first of all, if we did not say already, and if you don't follow Rhea on social media, Rhea is a very, very, very inclusive and body positive person. Mm-hmm. You've always been that way, even before there was a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we hit on earlier when we were talking about being raised by groups of people. We were just sort of like, as we've all come up together as somebody's aunt or somebody's drag cousin or sister and aunt. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's several roles. But we've all always been around, like, just be really fierce.
Right.
I'm not concerned whether or not you're missing a leg.
Right.
I'm not concerned whether or not you decide you want to showcase as bald all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned that you're 300 pounds and I'm 125 pounds. Together, we're a perfect 10. Let's do it.
100,000%. Right? Hey, we're taught to love good drag here.
Right.
Like, that's what it is. And even if it's not good drag yet, if it's going to be, you support it until it is good drag. And I feel like that's what you guys did to me. I was a man in a wig before,
9 o'clock this morning.
You know, before 9 o'clock this morning. And, now I fruition into drag's baddest bitch. And so you got to, like, just let go and do what you got to do. And that's what I got to say about this nipple piercing.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, do it. Now, I do have a couple questions. Do you have sensitive nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have large nipples? Do you have little nipples? Do you like to play with your nipples? You know, I personally would not get them. I don't have any feeling in my nipples, so I really don't feel a need to stimulate them.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when someone else has nipple piercings.
Really?
I think it's hot. I like to bite and lick
and
chew a little bit of nibble.
Okay.
Rub some things on it.
Uh-huh.
When he's about to ejaculate, just twist him a little bit.
You
know, I'm big. You know, it's just like, I love anything I can play with. And I like jewelry. So
Yeah.
Give it to me.
You know, Dolly Levi, you talked about her earlier. She has nipple piercings and she likes to hang her car keys off of them. I swear to God.
That is a talent.
Yeah.
Does she do it in her act?
She doesn't do it in her act. She just does it for the fun of the dressing room.
Oh.
She'll be like waiting
for the girls.
Yeah, you know, when you're waiting for your envelope.
Private shows.
As I like to say, waiting for my Lope.
Uh-huh.
And she will just clip it on there and just like walk around and like laugh about it. And it's hilarious.
I would die.
Yeah.
I would live. Is it a new thing?
No, she's always done it.
Oh, I live.
Yeah.
So next time I see her, Miss Dolly.
Show me the keys.
Show me the keys.
Dolly
What is it? Yavis?
Yavis.
Yavis. Yes. Yavis. Como se dice?
But I say, the reason I bring that up about body positivity is because you mentioned in this, Very James, that, was it Very James? Yeah, I don't want to say it wrong.
Not Sweet James.
Sweet James. I think Big Dipper looks like Sweet James. Have you seen Sweet James on the billboards?
Yeah.
It looks like Big Dipper.
Ooh.
Very James. Yeah. I'm going to just make sure. Very James, you mentioned about being a bigger person and how you think it's going to make your figure look great. If it accentuates and makes you feel good, I think just as Rhea said, fucking go for it. Like,
listen, confidence is so important. Like, if you are confident and you walk up to somebody and you hit on them and you just want to spark a conversation, that person is going to give you their attention, usually. Yeah. At least for a second. They're waiting to see what you got to say. If they're not, they're a complete douchebag and you probably live in Los Angeles.
Right.
But listen, you just got to not be afraid to jump. Like, yeah. I learned not to be afraid to just go out there and do it and just do what I want. And if it gets picked up, girl, you got that date. If not, hey, you never know if you didn't try. And if you want something else, I can't give it to you.
I love that. I love that. Then you bring your confidence to make out Mondays and you might make out with someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love it. All right. We have another letter in this handbag.
Ooh.
Set it over here off to the side. Set it like that.
Ooh,
this one was pre-opened.
So excited I could spit.
Oh, this is for you to read.
Oh.
This is from a guest for you to read.
Oh, dearest Delta and guest.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned in the past that you purposely wore acrylics to control the narrative of being clocked by strangers for just standing there, coexisting.
Yes.
Walk us through how you would go inside a nail shop, explain to them how you want acrylic nails, and if the salon workers and owners treated you weird since you were doing this in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you walking in with your Herbal Essence box dyed patchy auburn hair. You're wearing a teased root, large, folded forward, bouncing bang. Behind the bangs, your hair is sectioned into twisties with springy winged butterfly clips. The rest of your hair has tons of finesse mousse holding your spiral plumed hair curls in place.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Girl perfume doused on your hair and body. You have a camo print spaghetti strap crop top, high-waisted loose black bongo jean short shorts, wood bottom clogs with white straps, and your boyfriend's black bomber jacket with both sides of the collar lowered under your exposed shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing there waiting to be helped when suddenly your song is playing on the radio. It's Sade. Smooth operator. You sway seductively with your head tilted back. Ooh. And your sweaty, clearly Canadian bottle pressed against the front of your neck. After a few seconds of dancing, you decide to make this your new voicemail greeting as the music plays in the background.
I like that.
That was good.
It is good.
The thing is, you were swaying when I said smooth operator.
I do remember, though, going back to that letter, I did used to wear acrylic nails. I wore them 24/7, and I used to get like this long, but they would be square, and they were always called million dollar red.
Not the square ones.
The squares, girl, and they curled.
Did they curl out?
And they were called million dollar red. There used to be a brand of nail polish that all the salons had. Like, it wasn't about gel or dip or any of that. Everybody still did acrylics.
And then that night, did you go to Peanuts and meet the John that you would meet in the car with the red nails?
You know what?
What's your favorite kind of porn to watch?
I don't know that I have search words. Used to be that you would put in search words.
Oh.
Extemporaneous is one, because I like it to happen immediately. You know what I mean? Just like off the cuff.
Like, so just right at ejaculation.
Right.
Boom.
What are your search words?
Jock pussy.
Yes. What does that mean?
I the only porn that I watch is trans men porn.
Okay.
And it... It's just the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the sexiest. I think it's just the sexiest human body ever.
You just love it.
I just think it's so hot. There's just something about a trans man's body that just drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy. And I did not even know until I found it, stumbled upon it. I found my favorite website, jockpussy.xxx.com. Please check it out. Support these models. They are incredible and they work really hard for us. And another reason why I love supporting trans men porn stars is because there's not a lot of space for them in the porn industry, and a lot of porn studios don't know where to put them. And this has been brought to my attention by Austin Summers, who's currently on Hot House on Out TV. And he is just so incredible and charismatic. And I've been following his content and he's so hot and sexy. So please go out and support your trans male porn stars.
Nice.
Absolutely. And if you've never experienced, come and get your life.
Yeah.
Come and get your life.
Do you like, you speaking of Hot House, do you like Hot House cucumbers? Or would you like to have a regular cucumber or an English cucumber? Do you have a favorite? Persian cucumbers?
I only like cucumbers when they're pickled.
Oh, so a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like bread and butter pickles, which are like sweet, or like a sour pickle or a dill pickle?
I like a dill and I like a sweet.
What about a fried pickle at Hamburger Mary's?
Oh, that sounds amazing. Is that as good as the Chad Michaels burger, though?
Oh my God, remember that? Bye. No.
It's still on the menu, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
I don't know if it is.
So back in the day in Drag Race, was it the All-Star season?
It was season four.
Hamburger Mary's, they did custom
sandwiches. No, it was All-Stars,
sandwiches.
You're right.
It was
All-Stars.
Right?
Yeah, you're
They did
right.
custom sandwiches and hamburgers, and they actually went on the menus at Mary's.
Yeah.
They were pretty good. What would be in your burger?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think I might like it to have... Well, Hamburger Mary's already has a Blue Boy burger, which has blue cheese in it, and I love that. I think I would like to have like curated pickles in it because I do love extra pickles in a hamburger, and I love heirloom tomatoes, like something really, really stiff, thick wedge of tomato, just a minimal amount of mayonnaise, and I do actually like I like more than one dressing, but only a little bit of them.
Well, you know, Ozma says that dressing. Food is just texture for the dressing.
Right. She just uses it to get the dressing in.
Which blew my mind when she said that because it is so true. The sauce is literally all you're tasting and everything else is just texture.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
Everything tastes like tastes like Valentina's now.
You like
hot sauce. I love Valentina's hot sauce.
It's your favorite.
It's my fave.
Do you eat barbecue ever?
Love barbecue, but I mix it with the hot sauce.
Oh.
So it's a barbecue hot sauce.
I like that.
Yeah, it's bomb. I wanted to do a web series called like Bitchin' Kitchen or something.
Yeah, we could talk about food forever. You should do that.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah. That is something that a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of things that people don't know about you. I mean, it would take longer than this podcast, but you really are somebody who enjoys life. You enjoy people. You really do like seeing people succeed. Mm-hmm. And I know that about you. And that's why it's important that I have you in my life, because you do like watching people fucking succeed. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So thank you for
being
here.
Thank you. My advice for people out there that once you do succeed, don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
You know, don't be mean. You never know who is going to give you your next moment.
Yeah.
And you never know how you're going to affect somebody else's life. I mean, I have literally helped so many people throughout their careers in life, and they have literally thrown me to the gutter like I was nothing. And
but you have some big shit you're working on right now.
Yeah, bitch. I live. Ain't nothing going to keep me down. Ain't nothing gonna keep me down. That's one thing that anybody can know about me and learn about me, that you will not keep a good bitch down. Bitch, I have Makeout Mondays every Monday. I have a new night that I'm starting with JoJo Guads. So peep that on social media. I'm not releasing yet because we're really curating something dope for you. Bitch, I have a cannabis line.
What?
It comes out 424.
Perfect.
Drag Queen Cannabis.
Okay.
We have the Indicunt, the Hybrid, and the Sativa Diva.
Wow.
We have pre-rolls. We have vapes. We have gummies. And cute little drag things in your curated box. So we're starting this with a monthly subscription service.
Wow.
Much like Drag Society. So go to my site. Check it out. It comes out 424. It's called Drag Queen Cannabis. And you can look it up on Instagram and follow it now if you want. And get in with it now, because I'm really starting from the bottom. And come by June, I'm going to start curating with other drag queens in the community. Some have been on TV. Some have not. But I really wanted to create something dope for us so that we could say hi together.
That's fierce.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
fierce. I love that. I love that. And also, where can people find you on social media?
Drags Baddest Bitch everywhere. Just Google it. Raya Latray. It's hard to spell. Just Drags Baddest Bitch it up.
That simple.
Yep.
That simple. Thank you all for listening to Very Delta. You can search for Very Delta now on your podcast apps. We come out, of course, every single Monday. And you can find us here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Also, a special hello to everyone watching the talk show on YouTube. We love you so much. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. Every little bit that you do really keeps the podcast and the talk show out there. So lots and lots and lots of love to you. You can also send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram. Of course, you can find Drag's Baddest Bitch everywhere. And also be sure to follow the show on Instagram and TikTok @VeryDelta, because if you're not, you're really only getting half the Delta. Join me next week right here for another episode of Very Delta. And until then, keep things very Delta.
Next episode, bitch, it's Mark Canamora.
Little monsters put their paws up.
Yep.
But you specifically, technically, literally know how that's done. Because there's not just any old way.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margot Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.